sure. If somebody's dead, you have to make sure to bury them. So the question is, what's the mechayif? So we explored the possibility yesterday based on Shitas Rashi. Kikilas Elokim Talui might actually be the mechayif. And that you might even put it in terms of Talim Elokim, what I called an inalienable right, which would then raise the question of why limited to Meisei Yisrael. It's such a good question that the answer might be that we're not going to limit it to Meisei Yisrael, but we have to build up towards that possibility. So yesterday, our basic thrust was to demonstrate Chanan, this one's for you, how the Rambam, from the Minin HaKatzar to the Sefer Mitzvahs to the Mishneh Torah, there's a very clear evolution in the Rambam's description of the Mitzvahs Aseh. So what's the primary point of transition? Where the Rambam works away from which case and towards which other case? Yeah, Ephraim, go ahead. Right, Haruge Bezdin, which of course is the Makor and the Chumash, and we said, oh, that's, you know, Hiano Senes. Why is that the Makor and the Chumash?
Because if you have to be Usak Makavod, Haruge Bezdin,
I wouldn't say bekavod, right? Because, you know, kavod is, you know, like hesped is kavod hames. But this is just, as the Rambam says, as opposed to kavod hames, this is just, you know, like mitzvah saseh, this is just, you know, an inalienable right. And if the person is deserving of no kavod whatsoever, you know, we're mevazahim ad hasof, right? And I think Ephraim is getting at the same point, that ultimately, right, the tzalam elokim is the mechayiv, and, you know, chaviv adam shenever b'tzalam elokim, you can sully that, you can, you know, not act in accordance with that, you can do terrible things, but in the end of the day, you know, a person is not an animal, you know, that remains. So, you know, you think about it, animals, when they die, right, nobody, you know, their carcasses just, you know, are left to rot. We've all seen that on the side of the road, etc. So the Rambam, again, starts there, but then he moves away from Likbor es Hanarag to the mace itself. And, you know, the conclusion of this is, of course, in the Mishneh Torah itself, Shekvura mitzvah shenemar ki kavor tik berenu, and that's, you know, just in the context of a mace bichlal. So that was a transition on the mitzvah saseh side. So now we move over to lo saseh side. Happy birthday. On the lo saseh side, let's get, we have a Mekoris for him. Akiva, you don't have to. Wow, that's a great act of Mesiris Nefesh. Okay, so, you know, we have an Asay and a Lo Saseh here. The Lo Saseh, if I'm go ahead, is? Lo Salin Ivla Soleit. So we'll talk about what the parameters of that is in just a second. But, you know, just a word of introduction, both the Rambam and the Ramban agreed that Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lo Saseh have a slightly different character, and we might describe them with the terminology of. So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, the Ramban makes the comment in a number of places, that mitzvot aseh seem to be kind of a totzah of avas Hashem, and lo saseh seem to be like a referendum on a person's yiras Hashem, right? Right, and when you love somebody, right, you're very eager to do things for them, and, you know, of course, not to violate their will as well. But that's why the Ramban, for example, famously explains that X is docha Y. Oh, very good, exactly, because he says ultimately the greatest motivation to do something is avas Hashem. Now the Rambam didn't disagree with that conclusion, doesn't use it as the explanation for why Aseh is docha lo saseh, but how do we know that the Rambam thinks that's the highest level of avodas Hashem? Because he says so, right? Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Yud, the Rambam says ha'oved me ahava, this is the ma'ala gedola me'od, right, below you. Malas koach hachamim, malas avram avinu, it's the greatest thing is to be oved me ahava, as opposed to be oved mihira. That's the motivation. So again, anytime you have an asay and the los asay in the same mitzvah, it really gets us thinking, right? These aren't just meant to reinforce each other, but these highlight, let's say, different elements. So when it comes to ki kavor sik berenu bayomahu, that's like what Rosenzweig likes to call a spiritual opportunity, a mitzvah asay, an opportunity, you know, to serve God in the affirmative sense, or to act in such a way that is, you know, pleasing to God. And so missing that is like missing a spiritual opportunity. When it comes to a los asay, that's, you know, doing something which is harmful, which is actively harmful. We'll talk about different levels of harm. So you could say that when it comes to the mitzvah of kavura, where there's, again, a mitzvah saseh, and then there's a lo saseh, they really highlight different dimensions. So you might say that a mitzvah saseh is an opportunity to recognize the tzalam elokim. It's a spiritual opportunity to embrace tzalam elokim, like all gemilas chasadim, right? The Rambam lists kavura as hames, in the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh daraisa, he also lists it as a mitzvah medivrehem, right? The asok b'chol tzarchei akvura, in the context of Avel Yudalad Aleph Ve'ahav Tel Reicha Kamocha, it's part of the Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo Sheladam She'ein Lahem Shiur. So that's an opportunity to embrace Tzalam Elokim, like all acts of Gemilas Chasad are opportunities to embrace Tzalam Elokim. But the Lo Saseh is, even if you're not going to do that, right? Even if you're not going to take the opportunity, right? You still have to avoid, you know, committing by omission in this case an act of great spiritual harm. Okay, so the lo sase really does relate to something which is much more insidious, lo salin nivlaso al ha'eitz. So let's take a look again at the trajectory of the Rambam from the Minyan HaKatzar to the Sefer Mitzvos to the Mishnah Torah. Okay, so Hanan, you want to start us off? So this is the Minyan HaKatzar. Shelo yalin.
Shelo yalin ha'tzluv al ha'eitz, ne'mar lo talin nivlato al ha'eitz.
So perfectly symmetrical with the Rambam and the Minyan HaKatzar on the Mitzvos Aseh side, in the sense that the Rambam is dealing with not just the mace in general, but the tzalov, the person who's been nitla, right? The person who the Torah was speaking at in a very local sense. Okay, go ahead, Hanan. Now the Sefer HaMitzvos. Pirsum. So those are the only two halacha categories, right, where a person is actually hanged. So, you know, that in that situation, a person would look and say, ah, yeah, the person was mevarech has Hashem, which itself is like, you know, kind of a birkas Hashem, you know, first level derivative of that aveira. Again, the Sefer Mitzvos, you might think that, especially because the way that the Rambam describes it, the mechayev is to kind of renew the birkas Hashem, that it wouldn't apply to mesim in general. It would only apply to the salov, to the nitzla, okay? But when you take a look in the Mishnah Torah, the situation is again more complex. So Ephraim, go ahead. This is the full presentation, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah.
Right.
Okay, so again, so let's just deal with two points very quickly. So what's the Rambam's expansion in the Mishnah Torah? Exactly in parallel to the way that he expanded in the Mitzvah Saseh side, or the Rambam's organization is just, you know, it's hard to describe, but what did he do here?
Not just the Talmud, but anyway.
Right, so again, the Rambam makes that same move in the Mishnah Torah, and that's point number one. Now, point number two is a little more subtle. Kivi, this one's for you. So we've been talking about the whole time that the Mechayev, in terms of these mitzvos, this constellation of mitzvos, is Tzelem Elokim, right? It's the idea that requires, as Ephraim spoke to before, a certain degree of kavod, no matter how a person lived their life, no matter how ignominiously a person behaved, to become a Megadev or, you know, in Oved Avodah Zarah. So if that is the Mechayev, so then what Kula emerges? We just saw this at the end of the Rambam. If the whole idea is that there's certain inalienable kavod to which a person is entitled, not because they insisted on it, like Hesped or whatever it is, but this is a kavod that's, you know, prescribed midoraisa, then
that even more so, someone who lived out their life completely with Hashem,
no question about it, right? But what kula would emerge that we just saw at the end of the Rambam? If you think of Ilan, go ahead.
If you're trying to get him more kavod, like by getting him a nice cup, and then it's fine until he
right, goes. Exactly. You know, yesh gvul. You know, you're not going to leave a person for a week. But if, let's say, the family members have to fly in terms of kvodo shomeis, so then he anosenes. You wouldn't say that, like, oh, it was some external factor that caused us to delay the funeral. On the contrary, the entire chayiv of ki chavortik berenu, and certainly lo salin nivlaso, is not to denigrate a person. They're not an animal. You don't just leave them out in the field, right? That's what we discussed with meis mitzvah, ki matzei chalal badama. It's a terrible thing, right? So, you know, shvichos damim al kol psia opsia. So the whole idea of helino lichvodo being quote-unquote a kula isn't even the proper terminology. It's not really that's a misnomer to say that it's a kula. That's itself a mechayev helino lichvodo. So again, in practical terms, we really try not to wait, you know, more than a day, at most 2 days, because, you know, at some point, you know, it really does become a problem. Thank God today it's much less of an issue because we do have, you know, put it bluntly, refrigeration. Certainly in previous eras, you know, this was something that was extremely significant to do right away. So there wasn't, all kinds of physiological and anatomical developments. But it's not really a kula so much as it's itself, the mechayev. So again, you know, that's a very important skill, guys, in every area of halacha. But if you figure out the mechayev, you can anticipate both the chumras, quote-unquote, and the kulas, quote-unquote, helinu, lechvodo, not really being a kula from, you know, an external factor, but it's built into the very system itself, because the animating idea here is kevodo shalmeis, as Ephraim said. Again, not because he insisted on it like Hesped, but because the Torah insisted these are inalienable rights of kavod hamais. Okay, we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow with some of the Ramban's expansions and how this relates to other mitzvos. Okay.